Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is our number. Please dial it up now and have a chat about any number of issues, the Warriors. Warriors fans, come on, let's be honest. We've cut them a lot of slack, but their record is not good all of a sudden. In fact, they're down in 14th position on the table. Are you genuinely concerned now? They have got the Roosters next, and then they play the Panthers. On form, they're not beating either of those sides at the moment. They are simply not. So where will they be in 2 weeks' time? Would you be worried then? Crusaders fans, thought you had it back on track? Haven't got it back on track. Crusaders fans, love to hear from you. In fact, we're going to talk to John very shortly. And there's other issues too. What did you think about the performance of David Harvili? Was that a worthwhile experiment that wasn't even, we understand, through the making of the Crusaders? What are your tens sorted out? What about the clash this weekend? Who you think this early? Hurricanes, Blues. What a massive clash that's going to be. So looking forward to that. And such a big night for rugby, to be perfectly honest, to get some ground back. John, good morning to you. John out of Christchurch.
Morning, Smitty. How are you?
I'm a bit depressed, actually. It wasn't the weekend of sport that I wanted it to be perfectly honest. I was kind of hoping your guys were back on track.
Oh, mate, we're just sick of excuses. They're just embarrassing us. Seriously, how can you go from seven times champion to cellar dwellers? I mean, God, they can't even beat the Force where the Chiefs put 59 points on them. We're just sick of them. You know, some people need to fall on their swords. You know, Matt Todd, Tammany Allison, James Marshall, they all need to go. They're just absolutely useless, and we've had it. I've had a gutful of them. God, I'm just so mad with them now. You know, I thought, oh, you might have turned a corner with the Rebels, but not at all.
So when you look at you're looking at that coaching staff there, are you cutting them? Are you not cutting them any more slack for the injury toll?
No, that's just an excuse. We had there's an all-black front row, all-black lock. What have you got? You've got Mitchell Drummond, good enough, who was good enough to be an All Black. Harvili, an All Black. Sevu Reese. You know, Johnny McNichol. The players are good enough. I mean, no other team's using excuses. The Force don't use them. The Reds don't use them. No one else. You know, I give us a 2% chance of beating the Brumbies in Aussie. 50% against the Highlanders. 10% against the Blues. And 20% against Mariana Pacifica. They're just embarrassing. No, good enough team on paper. They're just not good enough. It's just frustrating and really annoys me now.
One name you didn't mention there, John, was Rob Penny. Has he escaped the wrath? Do you just think it's his support staff?
I'll cut him a bit of slack. I think it's his support staff. I mean, the backline attack is absolutely nil. Their defence is nil. Their discipline is nil. No, I think their support staff have to go. I think that's where the buck stops at the moment. I mean, if that was the Penrith Panthers, they're champions and they're going for third or second from bottom of the NRL, what do you think would be happening to Ivan Cleary about now? You hope the swords will be out. Yeah.
Absolutely. You're dead right there. I can English football clubs, he'd be long gone. I mean, we're talking about a professional era here. And the other experiment, they used David Harvey at 10. Where I'm not sure it was of their thinking, but no good?
No, I mean, come on, man. He's a second five or centre where he's suited to. They've got first fives in the squad. I mean, they picked these guys, Revis, Rihanna, and I can't remember the other guy. You know, I know Fergus Burke is injured, but he's gone overseas, so, which I don't agree with either. I think he's an idiot for doing it. I think he could have stayed, could have been an All Black.
Rightio. That's John out of Christchurch. You can hear the frustration in his voice. Kevin from Titirangi, he's called in. Kevin's a regular texter into the show. Lovely to hear your voice, Kevin. Thanks for calling.
Morning, Smithy. I hope I'm a bit happier than poor old John. I feel for the guy. Instead of I follow the blue, so I'm a bit more happier. I just think rugby at the moment, it's going pretty well. You know, you've got three different teams there, the Blues, the Hurricanes and the Reds, different coaches, similar squads, as I've said to you. And it takes it, and they've turned it right around, and I think it's quite exciting. As with the Crusaders, they've got the squad there, but you know things come and go, and they're just not having a good run at the moment. They're not a bad side, but there's other sides that maybe have gone ahead of them, and whether it's through coaching or as for the Blues, you know, you look at them, they've got fitter. They can win and they can play 80 minutes. You know, in yesteryear, they were finishing at about the 71st minute mark. So a lot of changes there, Smithy, in the Super Rugby side. And with the Warriors, I think they're thereabouts. Well, not, they're not getting thrashed. They're thereabouts. But there's something missing in that back line. And I watch it and I can't pinpoint it. You know, I don't want to pick on Roger or anything like that, but they run across field a little bit. But they're just not... they're just not getting the rub of the green, whether that's an excuse or whether they're just... No, they are up to it. They are up to it. And I think it'll turn around, but when, I'm not too sure. But they're not losing by much, Smithy.
No, the points difference, actually, if you look at the points difference, it's the same with the Crusaders, actually. If you look at the points difference, they're not getting pasted all around the joint. But, you know, their position on the table... it's scary. It's absolutely scary, Kevin. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Love to hear from you, mate, as often as possible. Thanks for that. We've got to get across to Lyle. Good morning, Lyle.
There you go, mate. Look, when you get beaten, I always look at who beat you and how good they were. I've just watched a replay. I was at the 21st last night. It's Labor Day in Queensland there. And the Knights were pretty average, but I thought the Warriors lost it in the first half, probably the first 30 minutes. The ball handling and the basic errors were pathetic. I mean, they've got a lot of injuries, I understand that, but some of the mistakes made, you know, are not befitting of a first-grade rugby league side. They've just had 10 days off, time with the families and everything else. To my humble opinion, I think they look devoid of confidence. They got stitched up on the Dylan Watini disallowed try. The hell, that's not a penalty try, I don't know. But that's only one facet of the match, right? I think at one stage they completed 7 of 12 sets. You know, rugby league's a simple game. You've got to complete your sets. And... like I said, they look devoid of confidence. Yeah, like the previous caller said, well, they're not losing by much, but they're still losing. And looking at that, who they've got in the next three games, I'm expecting, unless there's a major turnaround in attitude, cricket scores put on them, because the next three sides are looking very hot. I don't know, what do? You bring back Graham Lowe and get him to fire up, give him a taste of Kiwi, you know, the old Lion Red head, but they, to me... They look like a side that's very, very down on confidence.
They also looked a side to me that are devoid of attacking ideas. That's the thing for me, Lyle. That, you know, they're putting some relatively honest work in to get to that tackle, but what is happening as a result of it? Predictability for mine.
Well, they're really missing Metcalf. It looks like they're going to be missing Capewell next week, looking at that leg. But, yeah, there's no variation. It goes to Johnson. He put in a couple of grubbers yesterday, which was something different, but they're all very predictable. Last year, I think a lot of the sides thought, oh, the Warriors are going okay, but they're not going to last, and they did last. One game away from the grand final. He's going to have to get a lot more creative, maybe run it on the last tackle, but... Basically, I think as Grant Fox said, at elite level, the problem is at the top 2 inches. And I think, yeah, you can say all the right things in the press conference and this, that, and everything else. I think, yeah, they need something to pick up their confidence. The ability's there, but it's just not manifesting itself on the field at the moment.
I think it's a very honest and frank point of view, and I don't think to get too many people even. Even Andrew Webster wouldn't disagree with those sentiments. Thanks very much for your call. I do appreciate it. Joey, good morning to you.
Yeah, g'day, Smithy. Yeah, with the Warriors, they're running too much sideways, and they're cramping out the wingers. They're not straightening the play up. And if you have a look at it, a classic example, Smithy, is even though he comes on as a sub, as Aaron Clark, the little Kiwi boy that plays for... the Gold Coast Titans. When he gets the football, he straightens up the play. He plays loose forward for them now, and he comes on as a sub. He straightens the play up. Dylan Walker straightens the play up. And you've got to straighten the play up because they're going sideways and they're not creating anything. Johnson's trying. They're all trying their hearts out. There's no two ways about that. And at crucial times, yes, that should have been a penalty try. Well, if that's a penalty try, it goes to 10-8, and then Johnson kicks the goal, goes to 12-8. That makes a huge difference in the way that the weather was and everything. I just think they're struggling at the moment. The problem is, too, Ian, is the expectation, because they finished third last year, and I've said this before on the station, the expectation they have of the Warriors going to the grand final this year and everything, everyone's going, oh, they'll be in the grand final, they'll be in the top four. Look at Parramatta. Parramatta went to the grand final and they're struggling now. And sometimes it just takes a little bit, you know, a little bit of time or a little bit of changing things around. I noticed they haven't done any double rounds when they're close to the goal line. Just a little bit of, you know, a little bit of change. But the biggest thing I see is their attack, they're going too much sideways. And don't get me wrong, I like Terrari Martin as a player, as a guy. But I would put either Dylan Walker at 5'8", or even Tuivasa-Sheck, and bring in Pompey in the centres to stiffen up the defence. And as for the Crusaders, I've been going on about, you know, Rob Penny, give him a chance, give him a... well, looking at that, at being 14-0 up and getting beat again, I think his days... I don't think they can win a premiership with him at the helm.
No. I'm not sure that they can, and we've just had a text in actually from Mike saying our past rugby, professional rugby players just dropping straight into professional coaching without really doing some hard yards elsewhere. Might be an honest question we need to look into at some point. We'll take a breather when we come back. We've still got another couple of calls on the board. Right, back to the board we go, and thanks for your patience, Paul. Good morning to you.
Morning, Smitty. I want to touch on a couple of things. Firstly, the WAS. There are a lot of factors in yesterday's loss, but, you know, you don't want to make excuses. And yes, there were some dodgy ref balls and so forth, but I'm just wondering, is it time we saw Roger move to the wing and brought in that young Ali Liatoa into the centres? I just think with Montoya, he's too up and down for me, and, you know, he dropped ball at crucial times. The back line just isn't clicking at the moment. For some reason, it's just not happening, mate.
It's not happening. You're right. There does not appear to be any excitement about it for me. No genuine excitement for me. That's the worry, Paul.
Yeah, when you contrast their play compared to, I know they're another level, the Broncos and Panthers, but just the speed of pass, the speed of the game, the speed of the play, the ball. I know it was a rainy day yesterday, but we just seem a little bit lethargic. But in saying that, mate, you know, it's still early in the season, and it's a very tough competition, as we know. You know, the Roosters smashed the Broncos, you know, on Friday night. The Roosters dealt to the Broncos, so it is an up and down competition. But I want to move to Smithy, schoolboy footy. I've got a family friend. He's got a son. He just went to start at Auckland Grammar last year. Loves his rugby, but he also wants to play league. And there is a big code war going on with some of these high schools that are trying to shut out rugby league. And I know Hamilton boys have shut out some Warriors prospects, some young boys that want to play league. But they've been told if you do that, well, you won't be playing first 15. And this sort of attitude, mate, it's a very old historic attitude towards league and the schools, in particular some of these private schools. It needs to change, mate. They're stopping boys from fulfilling their potential dream.
Totally agree. They've got to be a lot more open-minded about that. You cannot, in today's society and in today's very competitive secondary school market, deny anyone opportunity to do anything. I don't feel anyway, Paul. That's an excellent point. It really is. Brian, we have one more call. We can't. Okay, we had Sean waiting. Sean, apologies for not being able to fit you into our pretty tight time slot there, but I'd love to hear from you tomorrow because it's about the Warriors. Those issues are not going to go away overnight. So, Sean, we welcome you back tomorrow morning. It is coming up to 9:53 here on SENZ. Thanks very much, folks, for your calls.
Roll call, Manchester United, Liverpool, Man City, Everton, Burnley. We've got you covered. Get the EPL in your ear canal on SENZ.